HKX, mobile.
Nav 4, NC9B, stationary.
HKX, I think up there. I'm on my way home, just pulling out of Walmart to where I got fuel and heading to switch vehicles.
Good game plan, Patrick. Hope you had a great day and made some big sales. I'm just sitting at the house here goofing off. Ashley, you ever use any of these, let me see, these are, Haystronica. These are 380 pieces, solder, seal, wire connectors. You just put a heat gun on them and they solder right up. You ever use those?
Not really that brand, but yeah, I've used that style of connector before.
Simplified things, and let me tell you, it sure makes my job a whole lot easier. I'm wiring up some LED lights for the house, and I love these little things. They're great. These little LED lights are 11 watts, the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb.
They're nice, like I said. It cuts down on the number of steps you got to do to connect the wire together, that's for sure.
It's simple. Is it hot enough for you?
It's, I don't know, about 88 degrees down here. So, it sure beats 100.
Here, just be patient. It's coming. NC9B. Yeah, I just been goofing off around the house, doing little electrical projects. I actually got my Wi-Fi camera out since I put that little dimple in the back of my bumper on my truck. I've got a Wi-Fi camera. I couldn't get it hooked up correctly. Well, I downloaded the app again today, and got it working again, so one dimple in the bumper later.
Hey, while you're on here, what's your plans for this weekend?
Mike says go ahead and make plans, so I have no plans at this point. What day you plan on going?
Ask you if you want to go Friday or Saturday.
Friday, so if you want to go Friday, we can do Friday.
Friday, I think there's less chance of rain Friday anyway.
Either way, is Gary wanting to go?
Need to let him know what day to meet us. I'm going to meet us up there, something right there around Upper Road.
So, okay, yeah. Cracker Barrel, sounds good, somewhere over there, Walmart, doesn't matter to me. I'll pick it.
I got a buddy that's got a car lot right there, close by. So I thought about it, if we're going to leave vehicles, leave it over there with him if it's all right. That way, the vehicles are monitored.
Same place I met you at. About your truck, your Expedition.
Right there.
No things. Just go browsing, really.
Same here. Not really looking for anything, just chance to get out of the house and enjoy time with like-minded people.
On that.
Is it all this week, or are you just off today?
I haven't received any word for tomorrow, so don't know yet. They text me Friday and says, no work Monday. Okay. So, I'm just in a holding pattern until they need me, I guess.
Hopefully, you get to work at least one or two days this week.
That radio in my truck. I haven't been driving my truck, so I haven't been using a new radio. All right.
That's the thing about putting a new radio in the truck. Then you want to go drive the truck.
I hear you there. By the way, Miss Wendy said hello.
Hey, hope you're having a great day.
Again.
I am. She gets on radio.
I don't know how well this mic picks up.
In the background, it wasn't real loud, but I could hear her.
Gary on here earlier, I was going to tell him, just kidding, never mind on those two batteries. You know anybody needs two batteries for an FT50? It's an FNB, pull the battery out, I'll tell you. In case somebody's listening, they might want to know the model number. Oh, let me see here. FNB41H. FNB41H, 1000 milliamp hour, 9.6 volt. Good for, free for a good home.
The FT60 also?
sitting in front of the computer. Let me pull it up. NC9B.
I'm KO4HK.
Eden, trying to figure out what radio they're compatible with. Okay, battery rechargeable battery pack for Yaesu FT50R, 40R, 10R, the Vertex BXA100, Aviator Pilots, Aviator Pro BX10, BX10U radios. Yeah, that's the list, I guess.
Doesn't do me any good. I don't have anything that'll fit.
They're about $30, I guess, is the high-powered. The 1,800 milliamps, $30. So, good deal for somebody. I have to take them off the list. I didn't get any interest in them the last couple times, so no need to keep advertising them.
That way you can put something else in there, put it in rotation.
They're in my bail phone, too.
Appeal to those radios that everybody has.
Real partial to having the easy programmability from the faceplate. And if you can't do that very easily, I don't see a use for the radio in this technology day and age. I know we used to have crystal radios back in the day, but nowadays being, you know, ham band being so wide and having dual band and tri band stuff. Can't program it from the faceplate. I have no need for it.
For HGIC, have you seen the new HT from the same company? It's got the little radio with no faceplate.
A guy the other day, he was on actually on 5.2, 146.5.2, and we talked for a minute, and that's what he was talking on. And I assumed he was talking about the VGC radio, and I said, yeah, I've got two of those, and I really like them. And he says, no, this is HD. So, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'll look it up right now. I heard about them, but I haven't seen one yet.
Program it from your telephone, put it right to it, and there you go.
9B. Let's see here. Good, pretty good. I tell you, I really like the mobiles. They're really good little radios. And I bet, I don't know what the price on that one is.
Price is, but I don't think it was less than $200, if I remember correctly. But also seen that Kenwood is possibly bringing out a new mobile rig.
Kind of interesting. Yeah, I'd like to get my hands on those and play with them a little bit, see how they do.
Trying to see if somebody's actually coming in here or somebody don't know how to put their mics away. If you go to KM4, I can't remember, MFK, I believe it is. I can't remember. Jason's out of Tennessee over there. If you go to his webpage, you'll see the new Kenwood radio.
Yeah. I'm looking at the VGC one now. Looks pretty, it's not compact like the FT5DR, but roll by your phone. I know you have a dog in the background.
Your dog or somebody else.
Well, he likes to, it makes noise when he rolls it, and he loves that thing to death. He's 188.90, so they're advertised as NC9B.
And you can do the APRS over it too. You can type the message on your phone and send it that way, if I remember correctly.
Taken. You can actually use the microphone on your phone too to remotely use the radio and play with the crossband repeat on my the one on my truck.
Ice on it before you start. Make sure you got a jump box or a booster around.
Not long, and it'll only be running real low power. Well, lowest power setting it has, 5 watts. And I really wish it had lower than that, like you said.
You got plan for the rest of the day?
We get cranky, it's a little bit. In about 20 minutes, the wife says she's going to run down and get them. So, not a whole lot. Probably when they get here, we'll probably take her around in their room for a little bit. Any little encouragement on the tidiness of the room.
The days ended up with garbage bags full of toys one weekend.
It's an idea. The mobile rig for the VGC, they're advertising that at $198.80. So they're not far off on price from each other. One of them's a handheld, the other one's a full 50 watt mobile rig. Interesting.
That.
Changed the ergonomics of the microphone on the mobile rig. They changed that around a lot. The new one looks more modern. 4 buttons on it. I don't know if it's 1 or 2 on top to push to talk. Another one on the side. Well, 2 on the side and 2 on the top, plus the PTT button. So, I don't know. The button's over to the side. Made a different shape microphone. Alert, they have a dual band VGC radio now with a faceplate called the VR6600 Pro. They're selling that for $349.89. That's pretty sharp.
Here's 440.
Dual receivers, simultaneous transmit within the VHF. UHF, as well as VHF, VHF, and UHF, UHF receiver capabilities. Crossband repeating, DTMF, CTCSS, and DCS calling modes. I'm trying to install an analog radio, though.
They would come out with a good DMR analog radio also. DMR and analog together. Mobile rig. Like to find something like that, but I want something with bigger than a 2-inch screen on it so I can see it.
I like that FTM500DR. Man, I don't even have to wear my reading glasses. That was the problem with the 857. With my 857, I couldn't read the screen. I had to put reading glasses on while I'm trying to drive. That's why I said, oh, this thing is not going to work in the truck. So, FTM500DR, I can see the screen, no problem.
I've had to start wearing my glasses. I can read mine pretty good. Since I've had to start wearing my glasses all the time, I can read my radio pretty good now.
Yeah, I try to avoid that.
But I lost that battle.
Eye surgery won't fix.
So later on, we'll see. They keep aggravating me like they did this weekend. If I can't figure out how to fix it, that might be sooner than later. Which radio is that?
You see mobile. I'm sending you one out of the handheld.
Might have to use your phone as the screen.
I wonder if you can still use your phone, though.
Maybe there somewhere.
The interesting thing about the VGC radio is like that handheld. It comes straight from the factory, open from 136 to 174. 470. And my mobile, the old one, does not do that. I think it's strictly locked to the handbands.
New one say it's, was it part 90 of 95 certified for GMRF?
Uh-oh. Wait a minute, I misquoted you. The VR6600 Pro is a tri-band radio with dual receivers. So you get 3 bands on that.
The 220 band.
Down.
Get out of here. I'm almost to the gate, and I'm in the wife's car today, so I don't have a radio in it. So I'll be quiet for a little while.
Go. UV50, the 50X3 will transmit at 50 watts on both UHF and VHF. and 5 Watson, 222 to 225. All right, Matthew, I'll let you go. I thought you might want to know that. And C9B.
Leon, hope you and Wendy have a good afternoon. KO4HK, Alpha clear.
NC9B, clear.